Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More Radio.
Hello, you lovely, lovely lot, and welcome to the very best of September podcast for More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. We hope you're well, hope your families are safe. I was on fire in September.
You say that every month.
I was on fire. Probably my best ever month in my 19-year radio career.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
September saw Emma Raducanu, of course.
Oh, yeah. Emma Raducanu! Yeah, she's going to beat you! Yeah.
Ledge.
Yeah. We had a couple of billionaires go into space. We had the Bond movie released. And let's not... Oh, the fuel crisis. It's still ongoing as we record this introduction for you.
But that's because we're recording this introduction in the middle of it.
Sorry?
Of the crisis.
Yes.
Right. No, we're not in a queue.
No. We're in our studio.
What do we say to these jerry can filling idiots that...
Your prats.
Filling up their car with...
You're being a fat Wally.
Yeah, your prat. Let's not bring their weight into it, okay? Because there's plenty of very slim people filling up jerry cans.
Your skinny little Wally.
Yeah.
Wally.
Yeah. Look, whatever your weight is, you're a mug. That's how we'll leave that one.
Right. Are we all ready for the best of September then? We had a good show, as always. Actually, we're recording this just days before Lou flies off to Barbados.
Yeah, that'll feature in next month's podcast.
Yeah.
Well, it depends how good you are over there, Lou. There's every chance you're going to be crap. And in that case, it won't go in there, will it?
Wow. Okay.
And on that lovely note...
<laughs> It's a positive person to be around.
Let's get the podcast underway.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
So, did you enjoy Strictly on Saturday night? It was the launch. I didn't watch it. My wife and my boys did. The figures were down, they said, which was worrying enough. But now it is kicking right off in Strictly Come Dancing. And I mean, the headline here I'm looking at says the BBC is fighting to save this year's show. And this is all down to unjabbed dancers.
What, the professionals?
The professionals. So I've got, it says here that the furious celeb partner of one of the three dancers refusing to have a vaccine has said, we should have been protected. This isn't good enough. And these dancers are saying, look, we don't want to have jabs. You can't force us to have jabs.
Yeah.
And they're saying, well, look, you've got to. And even Boris has got involved now.
Oh, my God.
And he's over in the States with old Joe Biden. And he said, look, the three of them have got to have their jabs as soon as possible. I mean, this is a household TV show. You can't be putting into disrepute. I'm not getting jabbed.
One of the ex-dancers was talking about this yesterday. I saw on the news. And they were saying that a lot of them get ill anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're so run down. You're tired.
And you're working so hard.
And normally a cold spreads throughout the cast as it is. And so if your immune system's down and then someone potentially has COVID, I mean, that's a bad scenario.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're right. You do get tired because you do get ill because you run down. Your immune system isn't as strong. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Tommy and I had it when we did pantomime.
Do you remember?
Through the cast of Peter Pan. Oh,
do you remember? I got really ill off the Dame.
Yeah, you did.
She got.
I remember the Dame.
Lovely guy called Ian. But he came down with it and I was out. I was lying on my dressing room floor on a blow-up bed with just all sorts of lem sips coming out of me.
It was bad, Lou. Tinkerbell threw up on a family from Ipswich in the front row.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Oh, this is lovely news. Kate Middleton's brother's got married.
Got married over the weekend, didn't he?
James Middleton, is it?
James Middleton, yeah. He's married at Élysée Thévenet in France, because she's French. And they kept having to postpone, classic COVID wedding. And they finally got their date number 3. Just a little ceremony. Okay. I believe Kate and Will flew over there for it.
Oh, they were there. That's nice.
Yeah.
Didn't James Middleton date for a long time former TV presenter from Donna Air, New Geordie?
Oh, Biker Grove.
Yeah.
What was she in Biker Grove?
Yeah.
Grove.
That's
I love that TV show.
I've got them right as a former... I think she was a former flame.
Yeah, she only goes out with rich men, I know that.
Oh, sounds about right then.
She went out with the guy that owned Green Shield Stamps. Do you remember that?
No, I don't know what that is.
No, me neither.
What's that?
It's like a reward scheme. I think it's from BP. And you go in and you fill up your car with petrol and you get Green Shield Stamps.
What a funny business to own.
Okay. Well, no, like Tesco Club Card points.
Right. So,
you know what I mean? And you can get flights with them, like air miles.
Okay. Green Shield Stamps. So she dated a guy who was a bit like Tesco Club Card.
No, he wasn't like that.
But he had one.
No, he
owned the company.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So he got free... Shopping? Petrol?
No!
Flights?
It was his company.
Okay.
And it's like a reward
so
scheme.
He's going to get free
and
stuff,
like, you know,
isn't
when
he?
You go to Sainsbury's, you use your Nectar card. If you went to, I'm sure it was a BP garage, you would get Green Shield stamps.
I think
but they're not actual stamps, they're put on a letter.
Well, that's what confused me, I think.
The confusion's coming in here is that this Green Shield stamps business sounds like a sort of subsidiary branch of a bigger business rather than a business on its own. That's what's confused me.
What do you mean?
I can't just start a reward scheme up.
I thought Tesco owned Tesco Club Card, not some random
place. Yes, they
place.
Do. Exactly. They
so
do.
He worked for BP, is that what you're saying?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Let's talk about Her Majesty the Queen for a second, if we may. Think of some words you would use to describe Her Majesty the Queen, Lou.
Inspirational.
Thomas.
Athletic.
Tom, can you play seriously, please?
She still rides a horse at 95.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Yeah, to be fair,
sorry, high-pitched man.
Flexible.
Okay, Lou?
Regal.
And one more each, Tom.
Cuddly.
Lou?
Fancy.
Fancy. I'm surprised that neither of you said jammy.
Right.
Because the Queen, this is quite extraordinary, has just celebrated her most successful horse racing year ever. Now, you know the Queen is banging to race horses.
Yeah.
She breeds them and stuff. She had a lovely friendship with that guy. What's his name on
Georgie.
The Queen?
Porchy.
Porchy. Oh, I wanted him to get married. Well, this
He's
year...
He's already married.
This year, she's had her best year ever. She's had 32 winners over the horse racing season. But wait... It's banked her £490,000.
Wow.
She don't need that.
No.
No, she really doesn't.
Do you know what I mean? We should chip in and buy a racehorse.
Well...
You've said this before.
I think that's not a bad idea.
If the Queen can do it, we can do it. I'm not saying the Queen knows what she's doing, but we can get the horse, we can track down Porchy, and I reckon we're on a winner.
It's the pedigree. So we've got to look at the horse's parents, okay? And if they've done well, we can buy... Or you buy the frozen stuff.
Yeah, the frozen stuff.
And we put together two great horses.
Yeah, but how much is this going to cost?
Well,
presumably, if she's getting... What was it, 400 grand?
It's 490.
It's not going to be cheap, is it, to begin with?
Let's start a GoFundMe.
Okay.
We want to buy a horse.
For the more radio racehorse.
For the more radio racehorse.
What should it be called?
Well,
there's another question.
I don't know.
Amalgamation of our names, Lugitum.
Yeah.
Tom Lugia.
Lugitum, yeah.
Lugitumaja.
Tom.
822.
Jatalu. Jatolu. Jatolu. And
right.
He comes. And just on the inside, it's Desert Orchid. He's closely followed by Red Van. But look at this. Here comes Jatolu. Jatolu. Oh, Jatolu works.
Tom Lou Lad.
Yeah, the Tom Lou Lad. And it's Desert Orchid from about half a length from the Tom Lou Lad. Oh, yeah. We're going to be millionaires.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Now, do we all know who Alexander Armstrong is?
Yes, from Pointless and whatnot.
Yeah, quiz host, general entertainer, Alexander Armstrong. Nice fella, quite big ears.
all right, I have to bring it up.
He went to Sandringham, the town of Sandringham, to speak to the Women's Institute. They booked him.
All
the
right,
WI.
Yeah.
The WI. It was a ticketed event and the tickets sold out and he did a little speech and a bit of fun. And then he played, like he does when he does these events, he plays sort of a mini version of Pointless.
I loved it.
And of course, he just was there doing a speech, looked up, and Her Majesty the Queen, of course, lives in Sandringham, one of her states, was there, sitting
well,
in the crowd.
Popped down for the meeting.
She bought a ticket because she's part of the WI in Sandringham and thought, well, I'm going. Apparently, she's a huge Pointless fan, so that's why she went along.
I don't understand that quiz show. I don't know what it is. The only game show which name sums up the actual show.
I get a bit confused with how it's played. Anyway, they played a game of Pointless, and Alexander Armstrong here in this article just talking about how nervous he was, looked up and saw Her Majesty the Queen. Anyway, it's now gone on. It's evolved. People online trying to start this petition to get a celebrity, to get the royal family to do the celebrity version of Pointless.
Yeah.
And people are saying, well, maybe they should be doing, getting two of the royal family to do the celebrity charity version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, and so Wills and Kate would do it.
So it's all kicked off here. Which royal would perform best on which quiz or reality TV show?
Well, Prince Harry would obviously do very well on Would I Lie to You?
Oh, no.
Come on.
I would say Prince Harry would do really well on, like, Ninja Warrior, Gladiators, that kind of thing, because he's in the army, strong, physical.
Yeah.
I think he'd be good at that. Who else? Okay, Anne. Anna would be good on The Chase because they're really like sassy. They're like one-liners, aren't they? And she's good at that stuff.
Yeah, she doesn't suffer fools.
Her and Anne Hegarty head-to-head, yeah, that would be a good watch.
You got Mastermind. I don't know which wall you put forward and what their chosen subject would be, but...
Can we do reality TV as well? Because I reckon Kate would be good on The Bake Off.
Kate would be great on The Bake Off.
No, surely that'd be Camilla, wouldn't it? I'd say Camilla.
Do you reckon Camilla on The Bake Off?
Camilla, yeah.
With all the Dutchy Cornwall stuff.
Kate can be on The Sewing Bee.
The Sewing Bee, okay.
Yeah, who else is there? I'm just trying to think.
Well, Andrew's pretty useful at stuff.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
How about Edward?
Edward, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
All you singletons, brace yourself. Jennifer Aniston has spoken out in an interview on late night TV and she has said that she wants her, and I quote, her next lover to be someone who isn't in the movie industry. She says, I'm interested in finding a fantastic partner to some normal guy and just living an enjoyable life. Jack, sit down. Sit down.
Stop wiggling those eyebrows.
I'm off to Sunset Boulevard.
You are a married man.
Sal would not begrudge me that. The same as I would never begrudge Sal Bradley Cooper.
Really? Not even a little tiny
would Pete
bit?
Pete begrudge you Matt Baker?
I think he probably would.
Is he the one show guy that's
yeah,
that the
yeah,
farmer?
Yeah, that's
he's a beautiful man.
Yeah. You know that Maxine wouldn't deny you Matthew Pinsent, Tom.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
My wife and I watched a movie last night.
Okay.
It's called The Change Up. And it's got in it Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
Well, they're two really good actors.
I don't know if you've seen this film. The basic plot is that two best friends wake up to find that they've swapped bodies.
Oh, okay.
One guy's a family man with wife and kids. Yeah. The other one's a bit of a sort of bachelor.
Lad.
And they swap bodies.
Okay.
It goes on. It's funny. So we stayed up late last night discussing this because my wife asked me a question. She said, and she used your wife, Jack, Sally Ann, as an example.
Okay.
Here's the question she asked me.
They're very close, Maxine and Sally Ann.
She says, if I swap bodies with Sally Ann, would you stay married to my body but Sal's mind, or Sally Ann's body but my mind?
Ooh, that's a good question.
And I was like, right, so I'd have...
What do you value more?
Yeah, but my wife, I married her for her personality.
Yeah, but she's also got a cracking body.
But yeah, it came hand in hand.
But then so does Sal.
But yeah, but I don't love Sally Ann. Like, what do you do in that situation?
Well, there's an obvious answer, which I'll reveal in a minute because I'm the woman in this situation. But you two fight it out first.
Jack, what
What are you asking me then?
I'm asking you. Here's the question I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Would you stay married to Sally Ann, your wife's body, but my wife's personality and brain?
Yeah.
Or my wife's body?
Yeah.
And your wife's personality and brain? You can't...
I would marry...
It's hard.
No, it's not hard. I would marry Sally Ann's mind and Maxine's body.
Correct answer.
Because I love Sally Ann's... I mean, I love Sally Ann's body.
You love her as a person.
But I can go on for a good hour and a half about Sally Ann's body if you want me to.
No, we haven't got time.
But her mind and who she is and the way that she sees the world is what I love about her the most.
Well, you married her, yeah.
As much as I love your wife, I couldn't get into bed with her like that.
Well, no, but you're not. You're getting into bed with your wife.
No, yes, I am, but I've got your wife's bum and
what the hell's wrong with my
bum?
No, you misunderstand. I wouldn't be able to control myself.
Don't you just watch your face.
No,
face.
Anyway, it's a tough one, right?
No, it's
not
tough.
You insulted Sal's bum.
No, I didn't.
You kind of did.
I said because I wouldn't want to touch it. I'd feel embarrassed.
It belongs to you now.
Oh. No. Sal does not belong to anybody.
No, what I'm saying, she doesn't belong, but her body... Lou, your bum is Pete's bum. His bum is yours. No one else is allowed to touch your bum. That is called marriage. But he's not touching my wife's bum because he's got his wife's head on my wife's body.
Oh,
which is
God.
Weird. That's like reanimate.
No,
isn't
you're
that
swapping heads.
This
That's
is
different.
Like the human centipede.
Play some music.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I don't know how I feel about this. I feel a little upset about this. Big Ben is now blue.
Is what?
He's gone blue.
What part of him?
Yeah, the clock face. It used to be, you know, it used to be black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a bit of gold. Yeah.
Yeah, it's now blue and white.
Oh. Let me have a look at this. I'm not sure about that.
No, that's just the light, isn't it?
No, read the headline.
Oh, yeah.
And reasons behind it? I mean, and obviously it's been under scaffolding,
hasn't
it?
Change, I guess. Right. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but it looks quite nice. Easy to see at night time.
Has it got a luminous hands on it
That'd
yet?
That'd be great.
Well, the thing is, they've spent nearly £80 million on it, and it looks exactly the same.
Yeah, but
apart from being blue.
It was very, very dirty. Like, now you can see the St. George flag shields at the top of it, which I bet you didn't even know were there.
So they spent £80 million washing it.
But it's a national... Yeah, but it probably brings £80 million quid into the tourist
no,
industry.
No, true, true.
Yeah, that's very true.
Is it your favourite clock?
No.
Go on.
I can't think of another one.
I like the clock in the church in the village we live because it chimes and it sounds nice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's
nice
not
shout.
Famous, though, is it? We can't relate to that
clock. We didn't say famous clock. I quite like the clock on my phone as well. It's really handy.
I'm trying to think of another famous clock.
Come on. There's plenty out there.
No, there's not.
There is plenty out there. You've got Big Ben.
Yeah.
You've got the clock at Waterloo Station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got that one.
Times Square.
Well, that's got a lot of clocks. There's a lot of digitals up there. You know what I'm saying? There's a clock in reception area here.
All right.
I've got a nice clock in my kitchen.
Are we talking clocks?
8:22.
You still haven't given us a clock, Tom.
What is your favourite clock?
If I think of one, I'll interrupt the song.
Okay.
The clock inside the crocodile in Peter Pan.
Oh, that's a good one. That is good. It's an alarm clock, isn't
it? Yeah. Right, back to the music. Sorry about that. Can I change my clock, please?
Oh, goodness. Poor Pink.
The White Rabbit's pocket watch.
Yeah,
that's a watch, not a clock.
That is good. No, but they're
just clock's
tiny,
got me hung on the wall.
Tiny clocks.
Bring Pink back on, please. I give you the countdown clock.
Oh.
I raise your countdown clock.
Oh, here we go.
With the Back to the Future clock. The tower that gets stopped by lightning.
The clock tower!
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
And we finally have the name of Perry's little baby.
Simon.
Hang on. Did she have twins or was that the other little mixer?
That was the other one.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Jeff.
No.
Samsonite.
Brian.
Samsonite? It's not a suitcase.
Gravel.
Is it a bit show busy or is it regular?
It's a bit Guns N' Roses, actually.
Slash!
No.
Axel.
Wow, that is cool. I'm going to see Guns N' Roses next year.
I'm not too sure I like Axel.
Let's just go for the full name because he's going to be Axel Oxlade Chamberlain. That's a bit of a mouthful.
Axel Oxlade.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of naming children after car parts.
Well, and also it's sort
a
of...
A part? From a great friend of mine...
Bonnet.
Bonnie for sure.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Spotted this on TikTok this morning. A lady called Amy Jo Simpson has been going through the types of fathers that you see at the school gate.
Okay.
Obviously, banging school run time now. So if you're listening, can you spot any of these? I found who you and I are.
Okay.
So first up, she starts with the young dad who turns up with baggy clothes and his cap on backwards.
You
often see one of them.
Yeah.
Then the cyclist dad who turns up in full lycra with his bike.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of these. The confused dad at the school gate who never quite seems sure what he should be handing to his kids to take with them into school. Right.
Yeah.
Then is Tom.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The military dad.
Yes!
Who marches his kids into the playground.
Right.
Yep. And then, and this is my friend Andy. Morning, Andy. The dad who wears shorts and flip-flops all year round.
Yeah, there's a couple of
them. There's always a few of them.
And then there's mine, but I don't think I should really say what mine is.
Actually. Come on.
Well, you got to now.
Don't be shy. I'm trying to think which one you might be.
Well, I think it's fairly obvious.
The loud dad. Yeah, trying to make a joke. Talking to the kids, but loud enough that all other parents will hear and give a titter.
No, not that at all. It's the dad that all the mums secretly fancy.
That's Tom!
No, it's not. You should see some of the eyes I get at St. Peter's.
It's probably because your shorts are too low or something like that.
No, it's not. It's because
I've got to do your flies up again.
Am I that disgusting?
No, come on. Here, do you stand in the same spot when you pick the kids up in the afternoon?
Depends where the fit mums are.
That's so inappropriate. We should switch school runs. You do my kids and I'll do yours one day.
No,
see what
I don't get on with your kids.
So what about the mums at school?
I've seen them all, minging.
Don't you dare. The Chailey Foxes will come up.
Ah, the Chailey Foxes, yeah! And the Henfield Harlots.
Sounds like a couple of netball teams.
Yes! Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
It's International Diary Day today, where people celebrate their sort of memories and that, looking through their diaries. I don't keep a diary, but Tom and Lou do. They still keep them now. And I managed to get hold of Maxine, Tom's wife, and Pete, Lou's husband. And now it's time to go for Lou's. Now, this comes from spring. This is like back in April of this year. Oh, okay. I picked this day. And Lou's quite the opposite. I mean, she's having an absolutely incredible day. So on International Diary Day.
Oh, my goodness.
From Earth Mother herself. This is Lou's excerpt from the 3rd of April, 2021. Oh, dear diary. Today was one of those truly magical breath of positivity days where everything I could possibly wish for came to me with the light of a thousand dreams. My day began with a cup of nettle tea whilst watching the deer frolic in the garden, cleaning up the garden of the crab apples that had fallen. I then set to work finishing work on mine and Pete's new curtains that I have made from wheat. And after enjoying a hearty breakfast of seeds, unpasteurised yak milk and brambles, I then joined my good friends Hooker and Jean for yoga on the banks of the Ouse. On my return home, Pete and I made love in front of a homemade fire in the fields belonging to the nuclear power protesters who live next door. Before picking up some horse manure, straw and gravel for a stew.
It's so basic.
The day ended with the two of us watching Greenpeace videos and sipping on the cold water we had gathered from the feathers on a duck's back. Before settling into our carbon neutral bed. Made out of the wishes of children for a restful night of sleep and chanting. I hope tomorrow's just the same.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Right, guys, I've got an exciting opportunity here. So I need you to be a little bit serious for a moment. Our boss forwarded me an email last night.
Which boss?
Pete.
Right.
From a guy called Hansel Rodriguez.
Oh, Hansel, how's cool. Gretel?
No, be serious. Sorry. Let me read you this.
What a name.
Dear Pete, hope you're well. My name is Hansel Rodriguez and we're filming an independent documentary about the World Crazy Golf Championships taking place in Hastings this weekend. Oh. Two quick questions for you. One, would you guys mention that at all on your radio show? Two, if you did, would I be able to get a recording of that to insert into the film? It would just help towards the build-up for the event.
Oh, so, you know, in documentaries, they have, like, radio shows, audio. Yeah.
Now, initially, I was thinking, right. Who's this chap? Is he just making, like, a little tin pot video? Googled him, been on his website. He's quite a big deal.
Okay.
He's been at the Cannes Film Festival.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Well, so, what do you want
to
do?
I'm going to meet Jodie Comer. I know it is.
Jodie Comer.
So, we need to talk about the fact that it's the Crazy Golf Championships in Hastings this weekend, which is something we talk about anyway, because that's cool.
Edit it, snip it, and send him the clip.
Yeah. So are you ready? Should we do it now?
Yes. Right, let me hit record.
Okay.
So what's it called?
It's the World Crazy Golf Championships in Hastings this weekend.
World
so who's going to start the bit?
Well, we should definitely got to say our names in the radio station to get that good publicity.
Yeah, true, okay.
So if I do that bit...
Okay.
And then you do,
okay, guys, have you heard?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Everyone's really excited ahead of the weekend. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Jack, mm-hmm. Put your phone down.
I know, I'm looking
Stop
for him on Instagram.
Him
I'm
off.
Okay.
Well, I've got him on Instagram.
Recording. So I'm going to do the beginning bit. Lou's going to do the event. And Jack, you come and do some kind
Get
of
excited.
Reaction. Yeah. All right, here we go. This is More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack right across Sussex. Hope you're well. Good morning to you.
Big event happening this weekend. I'm so excited for this. Down in Hastings, it's the World Crazy Golf Championships. Jack, you going to be taking part?
No, I'm not a fan. I think it's a stupid game.
Oh, my God.
We're not going to be in the film now.
You're such an idiot.
You've ruined our opportunity.
You're such an idiot. I hate working with you.
You love me.
I love you.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
We were just talking about Tom's dress sense and Lou brought up boat shoes. Oh, I brought up boat shoes anyway. It's made me think of something that's been troubling me for quite some time.
Right.
And I haven't had a chance to talk about it on the air. And I want to know, I think especially from you, Lou, what you think about this.
Okay.
What is this thing with fellas now wearing trousers that are too short for them with posh shoes on and no socks?
Oh, yeah. Like Sunday
shoes. I'm finding it really troubling because I think it looks absolutely ridiculous. I'm not a fashionista. Look at the state of me. But why aren't you wearing trousers that fit? What? Why are people stopped wearing clothes that fit?
Are they, Tom, are they a capri pant?
I believe they are.
I think the shorter trousers, I think that's the name.
Isn't that a drink?
No, that's Capri Sun. Why you looked to me for that
well, you knew,
fashion
didn't you?
Confirmation? I just happened to know, yeah.
Right.
Fashion goes round in circles. It's odd. The gentlemen at the moment like to show and bare their ankle whilst wearing a nice pair of shiny brogues. I don't know why.
And why have these shoes come back with the little they look like little bells on the front?
Little tassels.
Them with no socks on and jeans that are too small. What the hell are you doing, man?
It's a bit Love Island. It's a bit Essexy.
Does Pete do that sort of thing? Your husband?
No. If anything, he wears too big a socks with his shoes.
Sexy bloke, isn't
it? It's a weird thing to do. So it all congeals at the end of his shoe.
He's only got a few pairs of like the little trainer socks.
Right.
So sometimes he'll be seen wearing like long socks with shorts, and I tell him off.
No, don't do that.
He doesn't normally do it out the house.
Right. Let me show you what I am wearing this morning.
Oh goodness!
These
all right,
are perfect gentleman shoe socks.
Okay,
so these are, they're little...
Oh, they're low cut, Tom.
They're low cut, yet they've got a rubbery grip on the heel to keep them in place.
This is what worries me about the lack of socks. Sweaty feet,
smelly
shoes.
Those are your wife's socks, dude.
These are my daughter's socks. And if you look at my other foot, I have a regular gym sock on because it was dark this morning when I got changed. But during my gentleman activities, they stay in place.
Your gentleman activities?
Here's Dina Carroll
what's
on the show.
Gentleman's activity?
So many questions.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
You've been listening all morning. You probably will have heard Freya mention in the news, this Winnie the Pooh Airbnb. I've had a look at some of the photos. This is so cool.
You're so excited about this.
I grew up with Winnie the Pooh in Sussex. It's really cool for me and for loads of other kids around here. And you can actually go to his house. This is amazing. They found a tree in the Ashdown Forest, otherwise known as the 100 Acre Wood, and it is Winnie the Pooh's house. It's beautifully decorated. If you've got the books with the old illustrations, it's exactly the same. It's awesome.
So let me just get this right. You can stay inside a tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's clever. That's a good idea. Kids are going to love that.
A hollowed out tree.
So for a little night, Airbnb, you book it for a night.
It's got like the big double bed for mum and dad and two little bunk beds.
Oh, that's great fun.
Oh, it's adorable.
I'm in for that.
It's not for me. I've said it before. I'm not a fan.
You don't like Winnie the Pooh. You don't
trust
him,
do you? I don't like Winnie the
Pooh.
Because I don't understand his name. I don't understand what that means. I just don't understand that.
It's P-O-O-H, isn't it?
Yeah, which is poo. I don't understand that. It upsets me. And secondly, I don't really know what he stands for. Because all he's teaching kids is to be lazy and gluttonous.
No, he's not.
He is. Eat honey out the jar. No, I tell my kids off for doing that.
He's teaching kids kindness and empathy.
Well, he's not. Yeah. Have you seen the way he speaks to Eeyore sometimes?
No, you know what I mean?
No, I'm surprised that the woke brigade haven't gotten to Winnie the Pooh.
I think you're talking. That's more Rabbit. Rabbit needs to reel it in a little bit when he speaks to Eeyore.
At least Rabbit's got some spirit. Do you know what I mean?
Piglet's a little selfish, but I think Winnie's got a good heart.
I think they're all a bunch of losers. You know what I mean? If you want a bear, you go Rupert.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Why?
Because he's got great trousers.
He has great trousers.
Exactly that. He looks smart and he's all about the right thing.
What kind of bear is he? He's white. He's not a polar bear, though. So that's a bit confusing.
He's a unique bear. He's a unique bear.
I don't trust him, though. I'm sorry.
Winnie all the way. Paddington as...
No way. No, Paddington. Paddington is a tool.
He was on the M25 yesterday protesting.
Yeah.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Cows.
You keep saying that.
Cows. This is the future of farming. I love how farmers embrace the future and think technology. Some do, some don't. We all see Jeremy Clarkson's show.
Brilliant watch.
Fitbit sensors. You know, like watches you get? I've got one on here and it regulates my steps, my heart rate. my stress levels.
I don't like them things because I'm a bit obsessive and I'll just be looking at my heart rate thinking, oh my God, that's way too high. Mm. I don't like those sort of things.
Okay. Well, they're being fitted to cows. They're going to get little wristwatches on their legs. This is the new technology that has been developed here, and they're going to monitor the health of the cow. So the farmers can say, right, cow number 33, whoa, problems there. It might help detect disease earlier on. More than anything, what it might do is it will record the individual cow's steps.
Yeah.
And so we'll know that that particular cow has had more exercise than that one. Therefore, the meat will be leaner and can be sold. That cow is going to be more expensive.
Or that one's not been moving around. That one's not feeling so good today.
Exactly.
Or he's just lazy. Doesn't want to go around.
Yeah, maybe.
I do worry about the way my brain works. Because when you said that cows are going to be having Fitbits, I immediately thought of like a female cow having a Fitbit on each of her udders, which she sells on, like black market Fitbits. So a cow goes up and says, hey, Marge, you got any Fitbits? And she like lifts up her leg and goes, yeah, look, I've got someone there.
Oh,
and
she's, oh, put your leg
she's got one on each of her little teats.
Oh, my God. You see, I'm thinking more like they're going to start competing in like the Brighton Marathon. You'll have Race for Life for cows.
Yeah.
Because they're getting really into this fitness thing.
You'll pass a field and there'll be 17 cows on their backs with an instructor cow shouting at them.
Yeah, with a little headset on.
You can do it.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I'm going to read you a headline. World's largest aircraft, the Flying Bum, to start taking passengers in the next 4 years.
I'm assuming it looks like a bum, does it?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Please board at the rear of the plane.
Oh my God, that really does look like a bum.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, it's basically, it's a massive blimp thing.
Yeah.
But the back of it is, it has two cheeks. Right. It's very bum-like and it's bright white. It's like a little pasty bum.
It's not very aerodynamic, is it?
Well, it just fills up in the air and floats, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the case of an emergency landing, a slide will appear from the sphincter.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Let's talk movies, shall we? Obviously, we've got a new Indiana Jones film coming. It's not really my thing. I don't like that sort of adventure stuff, but it's a big franchise. And this is going to be the last time Harrison Ford plays Indiana Jones. He said this
good,
is the last
one. Good, he deserves
one.
A retirement.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah. Do we know who's playing his sidekick in the new film?
No. Is it a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
Ooh, good. Okay. Jodie Whittaker.
Nope.
Have I seen pictures? I'm not sure I know this.
Everybody loves this woman.
Emma Raducanu.
No.
Jodie Comer?
No. Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh!
Oh, brilliant.
From Fleabag, which if you've never seen, just, oh my God, it's so good. But because she's done such a good job, they're saying, look, when Harrison retires, do you want a gig?
Female Indiana Jones.
Well, it's like Lewis, isn't it?
Excuse me?
Like Lewis, when
Lewis?
The detective.
Was oh,
it,
yes.
Who was the first chap?
Lewis but, talking
what
about,
are you talking about?
Morse retired, Lewis took over.
Yeah, but they're both fellas.
No,
yeah, okay, so this was a woman, but, you know.
I mean, such a bad telly.
It's very good telly.
It's not. Have you watched Fleabag?
Yes, obviously. I watched it before you.
How do you know? I didn't know you when it was out.
Okay, can we? You both need a donut because I feel great inside. So potentially a female Indiana Jones coming our way in the years to come.
Yeah, and Jones.
Well, Indiana works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indiana. What's her new character? Do you know her name?
Kathleen Jones.
Oh no, Kathleen's the producer. Sorry.
It's not very sexy, is it?
Kathleen. Imagine a superhero called Kathleen.
Kathleen Jones.
Jones.
Sounds like she works at some local council.
It does.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
A world first here. A new football team finally played their first match. They are Germany's first ever nude football team.
Mm. Oh.
It's a mixture of men and women.
Right.
Their name is the National Mannschaft, which is a pun, that's true, which is a pun on the German words for nude and national team.
Right.
There was a 300-strong crowd there. Just in, that is
You've
the,
lost,
Tom. That's the genuine name. This is in Duisburg. And they played... Tom, stop it. They played a competitive match. And
Who were they playing?
I don't know who
that's
they were playing.
Guns.
No, let's have a look. Oh, it was a very... They're obviously of a high standard because the game finished 8-8 with the Portogenali All-Stars.
Right.
So that was the final score. Portogenali All-Stars 8, National Mannschaft 8. And they've got another game coming up next week.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Thanks for being up early with us. It was a hot one, wasn't it, yesterday?
Oh, Lord.
I made the mistake yesterday of choosing yesterday to be the day that I decommissioned the trampoline in the garden.
Why did you do that?
Well, it took me an hour to take it apart, and I was in a puddle of my own sweat.
It was really... It was a four-shower day for me
Why
yesterday.
Why not wait till Friday? Four showers?
Yeah, oh, good, yeah, because... Look, I'm a sweaty guy.
I know.
Yeah, and if I do anything sort of vaguely sort of physical in that kind of heat, I will sweat. I mean, I'm not talking like Lee Evans levels of sweat. So I had four showers yesterday and some hosepipe fun.
Oh, that's always good. Lou, how was your sweaty day?
Oh, well, so our problem is that we've got the winter duvet on now.
Oh, no.
And I didn't want to change it for like 3 nights and then change it back again. That's just faffy, isn't it? So I left it on because I know it's getting colder like on Thursday.
Do you have two duvets?
Yeah, cool.
We'd have two duvets, yeah. A winter and a summer.
Absolutely. Really?
Yeah, different tog levels. Yeah.
Well, this is absolutely passed me by. How much money have you got to have two duvets?
£25.
Is that how much a duvet is?
Well, I don't know, but not much,
They're not
mate.
Crazy expensive.
It's not like we just bought two cars just because we want to change the colour every other day.
Don't do your shaky head thing at me.
What do you do? Should we talk about this again in a minute? Because this is going on quite a while. I think we need to talk about temperature regulation.
It's going to be rock and roll, this show, isn't it? Yeah.
And that is that for September. Thank you so much for listening to the best of the More Radio Breakfast Show.
Told you I was on fire. Outstanding.
Yeah, some racy chats in there.
Well, listen,
you
know what I mean? With me, you get what you get what you're given. You know what I mean? I simply don't care enough.
Okay. So our next month's podcast, by the way, make sure you subscribe to this channel. It's going to feature Lou from live from Barbados.
If she's good enough, I'll be there.
Jack live from the top of the South Downs,
which will be outstanding audio.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, just make sure you listen to us live weekdays 6 till 10, and all shall be revealed. All right, thanks everyone for listening.
Take care of that body.
Give us a little review if you can. Nothing under 5 stars would be nice. Catch you all soon.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.